Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Keith, I know from my personal experience there are two main types of pensions. My wife is a teacher. I clearly mess around with buttons for a living. And we have two different types of pensions. My wife has a teacher's pension, which has its own set of rules. And I have one where I'm basically sacrificing a bit out of my salary every month and my company match it, I believe. I am by no means an expert, so I'm glad you're here to explain it to me.
No problem.
Can you kind of give us an overview of what the differences are between those two types of...
Yes, and I'll try to keep this as simple as I can because there's an element of technicality involved. Mm-hmm. But in essence, what you've just described is the teacher's pension, if we can use that as an example, yeah, is what's known as a final salary or defined benefit scheme. And I'll come back to that. And your pension scheme is what's known as either a personal pension or a defined contribution scheme. So if we look at the final salary, where it differs is that the employer, in this case local government, are making a pensions promise to your wife, and they're saying to her is that for every year that you work, we will give you 1/80th or a percentage of your final salary guaranteed as a pension. So your wife knows, in very simple terms, if she works 40 years as a teacher, yeah, she will get 40/80ths or half pay of her salary when she retires as a pension, guaranteed, no quibbles.
Yeah.
On top of that, she also gets some tax-free cash, which is also guaranteed.
Yeah.
Those type of pension schemes used to exist in both the private and public sector. They still do, but they've been in decline. And they've been in decline because they're very expensive to run, because they're based on a promise that you can't be certain how it's going to work out. So, for example, is that the pension's promise is based on the assumption that your wife will live for so many years in retirement.
Yes.
And if she lives more than the
then
the
she's costing
think,
more than, exactly, than we expected.
Exactly.
And the reason, yeah, that we hear a lot of talk about pensions being a reason for strikes in various industries, don't we? And that is because this promise is basically being changed during the life of somebody working, isn't it?
Yes, and of course I understand it's a very emotive subject, but what it is that we're almost a victim of our own success as, yeah, a society. The longer that we live, the more these expensive these pensions are going to become. Now, what's really interesting, for instance, is when the basic state pension first came in, the average age that a man would live to was 67.
Wow.
Yeah, incredible, isn't it?
It's That's now, really
it's
young.
Now, it's now nudging 80. So you've got a situation where it's very easy for the government to make a basic state pension promise to say, at 65, we're going to pay you X, because actually, statistically, you're only going to live for 2 years anyway.
Yeah.
Now they've got that same pension promise, but it's likely to be 15 plus years.
So we're talking 7-8 times
more
what they thought it was going to cost them.
Correct. And that's only increasing as we live longer.
Yes.
And so that's a real problem for the government, because those pension schemes are what's known as unfunded pension schemes. So in other words, your wife's superannuation scheme, her teacher's scheme, and the basic state pension, as two examples, are funded through taxation.
So effectively, her amount that she pays out every month isn't going into a pot waiting for her when she retires. It's going to the people who've already retired now and funding them effectively.
Yes, or in essence, that's absolutely correct.
In the same way, yeah, that the way we are taxed now today on what we're earning right now is going directly, you know, part of it is going directly to the people who are retired now for their state pension.
Absolutely. And so when we come to retire, there will be more of us retired and less people in work that are able to meet those liabilities.
You just gave me a great stat before we came on air about that, didn't you? So there's currently three workers for every person who's retired.
That's right. So we've got for every person that's retired, there are three people in work supporting that retired person.
So effectively, we're splitting the cost of that one retired person's pension between three people.
Yes, that's correct. And so you take it forward into 2036. So it might seem a long way ahead, but it's only 20 years.
Well, if you think, we all remember Euro 96, don't we? That doesn't feel like 20 years ago.
No, tell me. Yeah, that's exactly right. And so fast forward it 20 years, and that statistic changes to 2.6, I think it is, 2.6 per people for every working for every one person retired. So it's an increase of 31%. burden upon the working population.
Yeah.
And so that money's got to come
almost,
from somewhere.
Almost a third extra.
Correct.
That we're having to kind of effectively, you know, if you put it in very base, simple terms, you would say that really we need to increase the amount we're paying in tax by a third to cover it.
Yeah,
very base terms.
And I think this is what governments will have to grapple with, because it has to come from somewhere. Either taxation at that time goes up, or the benefits go down, or I guess a combination of the two.
Yeah.
But something has to happen.
Yeah, something has to give. Yeah. The money's got to come from somewhere, be it taxation coming, reducing the cost, or indeed diverting it from something else that we currently have.
You
public
can't
spending.
Can't get blood out of a stone, as
exactly,
they say.
Exactly, exactly.
Going back to your other question about your own pension, well, that's a very different concept, because that's very much like a savings account. So you will make a personal contribution, your employer will make a contribution. So if you recall, that's called a defined contribution scheme. So it isn't the benefit that's set out or defined, it's the contribution that's defined. And in your case, it's X percentage of your pay and X percentage of your pay that the employer will pay. So the contribution is defined. And so that goes in, and that is then invested in certain funds, which we can talk about. But ultimately, it grows to a level, and it is what it is.
So we know how much money is in the pot, and obviously that's going to go up and down based on the investments that we'll talk about in a second. But we know how much is in that pot, and that pot is basically kept aside for you. It's effectively like having a piggy bank under your bed, isn't it? Like, you know, you've
you
got the money there. Yeah. a piggy bank with a security system. So it's effectively having a pot of money there that is released to you when you retire. Unlike the other one, which is basically saying, we promise we'll give you this, but we've got to find a way to pay for it, and we'll deal with that when we get there. Where does the money go then? So let's stick with these defined contribution pensions, like the ones that the majority of our listeners are going to have, and the majority of the businesses who are listening to this are going to be setting up, if they haven't already, for their employees. Where does the money go? What is it invested in?
Well, it's a good question. The short answer is it depends. In essence, the money is taken, and don't forget the contributions also achieve generous tax relief. The client has a choice as to where they go. And typically, the policy that they have will have a choice or a selection of funds where they can choose to put their money. Now, these funds are all rated on risk. So there will be some that would be rated quite cautious, and there'll be some that would be rated quite adventurous by their nature.
And I imagine, therefore, that the cautious ones, you're likely, obviously it really depends on what else is going on in the markets and that sort of thing, the cautious ones you're likely to see maybe a more modest return, but a more likely modest return.
That's right.
Whereas the high risk ones, you could see a huge return, but equally, it could go the other way.
That's right. But I think, you know, most people need to look at risk in the context of time. You know, the problem is with stock markets, for instance, is that they go up and down, but over time they generally or always have had an upward trend. So I think the thing about investing is to not panic about short-term blips, increases or crashes, but to recognise it's a longer term investment. Or where you're going to feel the pinch of a situation like that is if you are in a high risk fund as you approach retirement. And if suddenly there is a crash and you need to access your money, you've not got time for that fund to recover. So typically what most people and most policies would do would be to de-risk people's investment as they approach retirement.
Right.
In a structured and often an automatic way.
Interesting stuff, Keith. Thank you so much for explaining this, because I'm sure there are a lot of people like me who just kind of go, well, I'm putting it into a pot. And then you just imagine that it sits there like in a savings account, you know, a general savings account, which, let's face it, aren't doing very well at the moment. You just kind of sit there and it grows, and that's all that you know. Whereas for this, it is actually being somebody is looking after it and doing something with it. Keith, thank you so much. If people would like to find out more, or maybe even get some more advice from yourself and your colleagues at Workplace Pensions Direct, what's the best way to get in touch?
Yes, I think a lot of the area I talked about was very much about seeking advice from a regulated financial advisor. And Workplace Pensions Direct very much is a company that supports companies rather than the individuals.
Yeah.
But certainly if any individual were to contact us, we can certainly point them in the right direction and introduce them to a suitably qualified business professional. Our website is workplacepensionsdirect.co.uk.
Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.